From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is denouncing the Syrian government and Russia for the failure of a ceasefire in Syria that the U.N. Security Council demanded 2 weeks ago. Haley said they have made a mockery of the process in the institution, referring to the Security Council. She added that Syria and Russia were supposed to support the ceasefire, but bombs are still dropping on the children of Eastern Ghouta.
Today we must ask whether Russia can no longer influence the Assad regime to stop the horrific destruction of hospitals, medical clinics, and ambulances, to stop dropping chemical weapons on villages. Has the situation in Syria reversed? And Russia is now the tool of Assad, or worse, Iran.
Haley said the United States has drafted a new ceasefire resolution that provides no room for evasion. Haley and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster spoke to reporters after the council meeting, and McMaster said he informed the members that progress is being made in a diplomatic resolution to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula is still a priority. This comes as the Trump administration acknowledges that North Korea has not followed up on a proposed meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We all agreed that we're optimistic about this opportunity, but we're determined. We're determined to keep up the campaign of maximum pressure until we see words matched with deeds and real progress toward denuclearization.
Police in the state of Texas are issuing warnings to residents in the city of Austin after bombs left at several homes detonated and killed and injured several people. They were left outside the homes of two African-Americans and a 75-year-old Hispanic woman. Two people have been killed.